Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 19 is coming up. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we showcase and celebrate the great blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon. How was your week? I had an okay one, I guess. It's brightened right now by some sort of surprising sunshine. We had rain overnight, but that has cleared up, and it's a beautiful day here in Portland, Oregon, and it's a great day for the blues. This is show number 19, and you know, it seems like almost every week I spend a couple days kind of wondering, oh gee, what am I going to do with the show this week? And then I go and I check my mailbox, and with amazing timing, I will get a CD or two from a local artist, and suddenly I have material for the show. And boy, it's great how that works out. And you know, one of these days, I assume I'll be in the same position that other podcasters are in that do this kind of thing, where they've actually got a backlog of stuff, and they're kind of working each week to present all the stuff that they've received. I'm not there yet. I can't say I have a backlog, and so those of you artists who might be interested in sending me something to feature on the show, why, you should definitely contact me and get that ball rolling. That's letters@pdxbluescast.com. Send me, get in touch with me, and we'll talk about how to send me CDs, and like I say, if I love it, I'll play it. But this week was no exception to that rule I just mentioned, where, boom, suddenly I got some good stuff. And to kick things off, I'm delighted to have something to play for you from local artist, bass player, vocalist, songwriter, Lisa Mann. Those of you who are familiar with the scene have certainly heard and seen Lisa in various settings. She's a remarkable bass player. She's also an attention-getting singer. She has a big voice and a very eclectic voice. She can sing lots of styles, and that is apparent on her new CD. Now, she's done her time in the blues, working a lot with Sonny Hess, a regular at Sonny Hess's Women in Blues Review over at the Trail's End in Oregon City. But she's also spent time playing other kinds of music. I know she was in a band called the Flying Sticklies for a while that was more pop rock oriented. Sorry, Lisa, if I'm applying the wrong labels there. But her new CD, which is titled Self Material, echoes those multiple influences on her musical personality. And so she's quick to say in sending me this that it's not exclusively a blues CD. And she's right. It's a strong CD, and it is a CD that's full of very outstanding performances. She pulled together eye-catching list of musicians to help her out on this. But she tagged a song for me that she thought would work well on the show, and she's right, and we're going to just go with that right away. It's Lisa's take on the great retail giant Walmart. This is called Bentonville Blues.
I got the Bentonville blues, and it just can't sing no low. I'm trying to make the gig on time. Rolling down that highway, I'm trying to make the gig on time. Lord, I love to play the music, sure do miss that gal of mine. Rolling down that highway, all my time is getting gone. Rolling down that highway, seem like the time is getting gone. Sometimes it makes me wonder just what trip I'm even on. Sun is going down. Rolling down that highway. Oh, lonesome sun is going down. Here I just keep on rolling down to one more lonesome town.
David Vest singing about going down that highway. That comes from his 2005 CD, Serve Me Right to Shuffle. And that song, entitled Down That Highway, talks about traveling down the road to that gig. This is a guy who commutes between his home, currently in Victoria, B.C., I know how long a drive that is, and all the way down to Portland, Oregon, where he's based musically, playing with the Paul DeLay Band, and then playing on his own gigs with the Willing Victims backing him up. And, geez, what is it about Canada? Huh? What's the draw? Never mind. That song features an outstanding guitar solo from Peter Dammann, one of our unsung guitarists here in town. And it also features kind of a just a wild all over the keys solo from David himself. I love that, how it starts. It starts fairly regimented, in control, and then he goes nuts, and it sure works. He makes it all make sense. And why did we play David Vest? Well, I thought it was a nice segue, because in the song just prior, from Lisa Mann, David Vest was a guest pianist, and then you also had a guest guitar solo from Sonny Hess. And so when Lisa called out "Play One Blues Daddy," that was David she's talking about. That was Lisa Mann with Bentonville Blues, and that comes from her CD, her new CD, 2006, called Self Material. And we'll have a link in the show notes to where you can in fact pick up both of those CDs. Now, speaking of people that I received CDs from this week, Lisa was not the only one. I also received a very welcome CD from a newly local artist named James Clem. James recently relocated to Portland. Yep, he's another one drawn here by the scene. He had spent a lot of years in Southern California, but even prior to that, boy, he spent some years playing in London, England in a jump jive band. He has definitely got a lot of experience under his belt, playing both in the acoustic and electric blues styles. This goes back to the late 60s, I'm guessing, when he was in a blues band in L.A., one of the city's first local blues bands, and his drummer's father found a National Resonator steel guitar in his garage and gave it to James and said, see what you can do with this. And James was quite entranced by that. Now, he spent a lot of time kind of moving away and playing electric blues, but in recent years, he's returned to that acoustic music. And again, back in the 60s, there's a club in LA called the Ash Grove Folk Club, where he heard Booker White, Lightnin' Hopkins, Mance Lipscomb, Johnny Shines, a bunch of the original folks. And so he brings those memories to his playing currently, and he's really concentrating on solo, acoustic, Mississippi Delta style playing and singing. So I had the pleasure of hearing him at a recent Cascade Blues Association meeting, and afterwards I approached him, asked if he had a CD. He didn't yet, but said he was going to go in and do some recording. And he has been kind enough to send me really the very early result of those recordings. He's calling these essentially demos, but these are some good recordings of James and his work, and I want to play you a couple of songs so you can get a taste of what he's all about. And he is playing out in town, so once you've heard him, I highly recommend that you go out and hear him live. The Mottcrest Tavern is one place I know he's on the bill. So let's go and listen to some James Clem now. This first tune is called Black Cat Bone.
Won't you tell me, baby, what can I do to change your mind? Won't you tell me, baby, what can I do to change your mind? Will you keep me waiting, bothered all the time? Well, sometimes I believe she done found my black cat bone. Yeah, sometimes I think she done found my black cat bone. Will I leave late at night in the morning, creeping round on my own? Baby, you know, I got no more to say. I hope you don't come back until you change your low down way. That ain't gonna happen. Thank you. seem like I hear somebody calling me. Yeah, it seems like I hear somebody calling me. Well, that call is like my old time used to be. Hey, Miss Conductor, let me ride your train. Hey, Miss Conductor, let me ride your train. I won't play yo-yo, play yo-yo, play yo-yo again. You don't let me on, I'm gonna ride a blind. You don't let me on, I'm gonna ride a blind. You want yo-yo, Jimmy, and know this train, know this train ain't mine. It ain't none of my business, but it's sure ain't right. Take another man's woman and play yo-yo all night. If I mistreat you, it sure don't mean no harm. If I mistreat you, it sure don't mean no harm. I'm yo-yoing daddy, I don't know right from, don't know right from wrong. What's the matter now? You want to quit me, but you don't know, but you don't know how. I'm a stranger here, I just got off the train. Here I just got off the train. How long do you hear some good gal call my good gal call my name?
That's Yo-Yo Blues by James Clem. Again, that comes from his current demo recording, and the tune before that was also from the same CD called Black Cat Bone. He's calling that CD the Black Cat Bone Demos. I assume that's going to come out in a more finished form and be available for sale. Until it is, please visit James' website at www.jamesclem.com. I'll, of course, link to that in the show notes. And check out where you can go and hear James. He's definitely worth a listen. And like I say, he brings a voice of experience to what he plays, and plays it with authority. I really have enjoyed listening to his stuff. Let's see. We're going to move talking about history and experience and all that stuff. I thought it'd be fun to pull out another early Portland recording. I recently was lucky enough to snag a copy of the Pete Carnes Blues Band's very first record, which is called A Shot and a Back. And in doing a little web searching, I was amused to find this LP referred to the title mistyped as A Shot in the Back, which is a whole different kind of blues, of course, right? Not that that doesn't happen too, but this is called A Shot and a Back, you know, like you get at a bar. And in fact, the cover art is a photograph of the band that was taken at the White Eagle Saloon, which was around and certainly very active at that time. But you see a nice shot of the band, and the band includes, in addition to Pete, it also includes Paul Jones on the drums. Lloyd Jones's brother and someone who's been very influential in the local blues scene for years. But I thought I would grab a cool tune off this. It's actually the closing tune off this LP, and it's Sonny Boy Williamson's Help Me. Here we go with the Pete Carnes Blues Band.
Help me, I can't do it all by myself. Now you help me, pretty baby, now I find someone who will. When I walk, you walk with me, and when I talk, you talk to me. Yeah, baby, I can't do it all by myself.
Thank you.
partners. He was loaded as he could be. Well, the boy was knocked out, faced and loaded, and was bobbling all over the street. I thought I heard him singing, 6 months with no sinning. He said 1 year, I ain't done no time. But I got a friend sitting down in Lompoc prison, doing 14 to 99. When he had plenty of money, well, he had a friend all over the town. But ever since he'd been broke down and dirty, not a single
D.K. Stewart with Junko Partner, one of his, obviously, his favorite tunes to play. It's got that New Orleans second line feel to it that he is so adept at playing. And I thought it would be fun to just celebrate the fact, I think I mentioned in an earlier show that D.K. had had some surgery and was bouncing back from that. He's back in the swing. You can't keep the guy down for long. And in fact, when I was in touch with him about this, he said way too much of a big deal had been made about it and everything was fine. Whether we can take him at his word, I don't know. But the good news is he's back out playing at the Candlelight on Monday nights and doing whatever other gigs are on his schedule. This song comes from his out-of-print CD from 1993 entitled No Excuse for the Blues. But what a great tune. And wouldn't you know it, it's also got Peter Damon on guitar once again. So that's always a good thing. Before D.K. Stewart, you heard the Pete Carnes Blues Band, and that was from 1977. I didn't mention it before. Clearly, you must have figured out it was a transfer from vinyl, but I think it holds up well. And Pete Carnes, along with, you know, Brown Sugar around that same time, was really kind of leading the Portland blues scene, and people were flocking to their shows, and I think you can hear why in those early recordings. I want to mention, it seems like it's been, you know, it's been a tough time for the blues scene lately. I know I talked about D.K. Stewart. D.K.'s doing well, which is obviously great news. I think in last week's show, I mentioned to you Bob Hodges over at Beale Street having some health problems, and folks were pitching in to help him out. The latest bad news comes this week from Curtis Salgado. It's been released. It's up on his website that he's suffering from liver cancer and is in a, you know, in a tough situation right now. And the word from his camp is positive and looking toward the future. And I definitely support that. But you hate to hear of any of these just blues stalwarts from our city going through tough times. It's difficult to hear. And so I thought we'd send our own message of support from PDX Bluescast out to Curtis, hoping for the best for him, hoping he is around to belt out the blues and blow that harp for a long time to come. And I decided the way to do that would be to go back in the vault a bit and play a recording from a partnership that we've talked about before on the show, but that you haven't heard from. And this is from the 80s when Curtis was in a band with Lloyd Jones. Yeah, this was a contest question. The band's name was In Your Face. And this comes from the live recording, Live at the Roadhouse, which was recorded at the Roadhouse, the Jolly Roger Roadhouse Blues Club in Seattle. And yeah, boy, I'm going to try to come up with a date for you. Not sure I can do it in the 80s anyway. I'll come back with that information. But I thought this would be our closing tune tonight. And this is Curtis Salgado and Lloyd Jones of In Your Face. And here they're doing I've Got to Find a Way.
I need my woman back home in my arms. cuddle with my baby. Yeah, I need my woman home. Yeah, got to get the woman back in my arms. I got to find a way.
Great Curtis Salgado and the great Lloyd Jones playing together as In Your Face. That's from a live recording in 1984, February of 1984, from the Live at the Jolly Roger Roadhouse album. And in tribute to Curtis, best wishes to you. Keep up the fight, and we hope for the best. And in the meantime, those of you listening to this, that's hopefully a reminder to you of the incredible soulful delivery that Curtis is capable of. And so it's time for you to get out to the clubs and hear Curtis. He's over at the Cascade on Thursday nights. He's got other dates coming up. As I understand it, there's also a benefit planned to help him out with any medical bills that may be incurred during this time. So, this is that time in the show anyway, when I tell you to get out and hear those live blues. That's the best way to hear this music. You know it. I know it. The musicians know it. That's why they go out to those clubs, because that's what gives them pleasure. And when you're there, you share in that. And so I thoroughly, thoroughly encourage you to get out. Check out the calendars. You can go to cascadeblues.org, the CBA's site, and check the listing for this month's events, and go from there. Obviously, you can check other the Oregonians A&E section, whatever it takes to get you to see what's out there, find something you like, and get your body into the clubs and hear this amazing music that is almost taken for granted here in town. But hopefully, when you hear it here on the show, it reminds you, man, this is something remarkable that we've got here, and it deserves to be preserved. How's that? Let's see. If you want to get in touch with me about the show, about any aspect of the show, certainly if you want to talk to me about getting your music on the show, there are essentially three ways to do that. You can go to our website, www.pdxbluescast.com, and post a comment on the blog, and you'll see that, and I'll see that, and then so will everybody else who visits the site. You can also send me email, and for those of you, those artists who are interested in submitting music, that's maybe the best route. If you send me email to letters@pdxbluescast.com, I will get that, and I'll respond to you. Again, my apologies to those of you who had sent me messages in the past, and whose messages were sadly probably lost in my recent hard disk failure. Send me notes. Again, I love hearing from you, and I'll do a better job of answering you, so we close the loop there. Another way to contact me is to call the PDX Bluescast hotline and leave us a voicemail. To do that, you dial 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. And then leave a voicemail when you're prompted, and unless you ask me not to, I may well play it on the air. You know, I think that about does it for this week's show. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you go out and soak in a lot of live blues. And I, of course, hope you come back next week. That's part one. Part two, tell your friends. Please let everybody know about the show. It'd be great to build an even bigger listener base than we have these days. I think that's enough from me. I think I've said everything I need to say, apart from the fact that I'm your host, Pat McDougall. It's a pleasure doing the show, and I thank you for being here. I'll see you next week, and until then, keep the blues alive.